Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
This is our weekly dive into being disappointed in our own families and children. As we highlight a kid of the week brought to us by you, the listeners of the Steve Cochran Show, now in its 689th edition of this current run. All right, so here's the deal. Kid of the Week, we do it every week, and you could be a part of this. Just tell us about a great kid between 5 and 18 doing something special. Could be special to them, could be special to the community, could be special to the world. End of the year, Dave Ennett and Mary Vandeveld have volunteered again to pick the Kid of the Year because they want that burden.
Boy, it's a heavy burden.
We take all the Kid of the Week honorees over the course of the year, and then Dave and Mary lock themselves in the room. And they punch each other out emotionally until they figure this out. And then when smoke rises from the chimney, we know we have a new kid of the kid of the year.
It's like a war room.
It is a responsibility we do not take lightly.
No. Now, where's the smoke come from?
I can't say.
Okay, all right.
Do you burn leaves?
That's it, of course, in December for Kid of the Year. The 2016 Kid of the Year will be awarded a $5,000 prize courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. See all the inventory at Ray and Raymond Deals. .com. And if you want to send us Kid of the Week, it's WGNradio.com/contest to submit your entry. Let's meet today's Kid of the Week. It's Kira. Good morning, Kira.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 12 years old and turning 13 this October.
When is your birthday? I want to write it down.
October 30th.
All right. Now, there's not a good chance you and I are going to be, you know, talking to each other on that day. So let's just start by giving you something for your birthday now. Are you a Blackhawks fan?
Yeah.
Big Blackhawks fan?
Sort of.
Oh, no. You got to be a big Blackhawks fan for this. I mean, do you really love the Blackhawks?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's your favorite player?
Not sure.
You like Jonathan Taves? Everybody likes Taves.
Sure.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
Older or younger?
Younger.
She take your stuff?
Sometimes.
Yeah, but you're still the good big sister. How old is she?
She's 10.
Oh, 10. Oh, man, you guys are just getting into it. Try not to kill her between now and 18, okay?
Got it.
Okay. All right, so here's what I'm going to do for your family. I'm going to give you tickets to go to the Chicago Blackhawks convention at the Hilton Chicago Hotel this weekend.
Cool.
You can't buy these. I don't care how much money you're making, Kira, at the age of 12. You can't buy these. I don't care how big your allowance is. You can't buy these, but I'm giving them to you.
Thanks.
That's your early birthday present.
Ooh.
Now, if I hear you've screwed this up between now and October, I'll have to come back and you'll have to send me something from your house.
All right.
All right, here we go. The cool thing about being a kid is sometimes you have a clear-eyed vision of the world that the rest of us don't because we're all wrapped up in how busy we are. Oh, and how important we are and all the other things we're doing. So Kira founded a non-for-profit organization called Kids Play. What does Kids Play do?
So when people donate to us, we give that money out to kids in the form of scholarships so that they could play sports and do different activities.
And these are kids from non-privileged backgrounds, right, that might not otherwise have access?
Yeah, like, so they have to fill out a application so that we know that they aren't just a normal family trying to get this, but they are actually a non-privileged family.
Well, this is a great idea. Where did it come from?
I was actually just sitting in the car and thinking about what I wanted to do that summer, and it kind of occurred to me.
And I understand you're an athlete?
Yes.
You play basketball?
Yes.
You're a Girl Scout as well, play piano, you ride horses, you're a very active kid. And because you're an active kid, you want all kids to be active.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids Play, KIDZPLAY, Kids Play. And these scholarships help kids get involved in extracurricular activities. A lot of people forget these extracurricular activities have fees. And these fees can be pretty tough. So this help pays for that, and it'll pay for other things.
Equipment, things of that sort.
Yeah. Did you do your own legal work on this foundation?
Yeah, we had to file a lot of paperwork and stuff in order to get it legally of charity.
Yeah, sure. And does it make you want to put off being an adult as long as possible when you see all the paperwork that's involved?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I hope to work with NASA on their astronaut program.
See, this is why, Kira, when we have great kids like you on, we look at our own kids and go, seriously? It must have been me. But we're very proud of you, and Kids Play is a great idea. Again, this is another one of these ideas that I never would have thought of. But you scholarship families who can't necessarily afford the extracurricular activities that their kids want to be involved in and otherwise couldn't be involved in. So how do people find out more about it?
They could go to our website, which is www.helpkidswithaz.org.
Help Kids Play, K-I-D-Z, helpkidsplay.org. Great job by you for being our Kid of the Week, along with that birthday present I gave you, the Chicago Blackhawks convention passes. We're also going to give you an app gift card. You can go to Apt in Glenview or online at apt.com, maybe get some new headphones. So that's cool. We'll give you a MyPillow because you should sleep occasionally. And MyPillow is the best pillow you're ever going to have. And do we have any more pizza? Let's give her some pizza. Let's find some pizza from Lou Malnati's. 1-800-LOU-TO-GO or loutogo.com or loumalnati's.com. I'll get you to Lou Malnati's. And all of our winners get a ChevyDriveChicago.com and WGN Radio stainless steel travel mug and a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee courtesy of your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. You're an impressive young lady. Thanks for being you.
Thank you.